Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Homeland Security grant sought by CCSO for tactical armor acquisition. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office has been given approval by the Campbell County Board of Commissioners to seek a grant from Wyoming Homeland Security. County 17 reported the grant would fund the replacement of tactical body armor and helmets for the Special Response Unit. Lieutenant Paul Pinnell explained that the grant would alleviate the financial burden on county residents and ensure the team's readiness. The specialized gear nearing the end of its warranty is crucial for the safety of team members and has a five-year shelf life. The grant application requests $70,000 to cover the cost of replacing 14 sets of tactical gear, and the board unanimously approved the request. Wyoming files lawsuit to halt Biden administration's new coal pollution regulations. Wyoming, along with 20 other states, have filed two lawsuits against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to halt new regulations targeting greenhouse gas emissions from coal and natural gas-fired power plants. While file reported, Governor Mark Gordon asserts that the EPA's rules are excessive and could harm Wyoming's fossil fuel industry. The lawsuit challenges the EPA's authority and alleged that the rules unfairly target coal power plants without justifying their health benefits or economic impacts. Wyoming, a major coal supplier, relies heavily on coal revenue for education funding and employment. Analysts warn that the EPA's rules could worsen the decline of the state's coal industry, which is already facing challenges from market shifts towards natural gas and renewables. Despite Wyoming's efforts, legal experts argue that the EPA has a legal obligation to regulate greenhouse gas emissions in line with climate change mitigation goals. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.